Let me mention Troy's beautiful wife is here for the first time with us. So y'all give it up for her this morning. And if you will, let's bow our heads one more time as we go to the Lord in prayer before we get started. Father, I thank you so much once again for bringing us into your house, Lord. And Father, I ask you to be with us for the next few moments as we get ready to hear your word. And Lord, as we honor our mothers, and Father, they're so special, and the word's so special. So Father, I thank you once again that you've brought everybody in here, and we know that everybody that's here today, this morning, it's not by accident. Everything you do is by design, and you order the steps. So Father, I thank you as your word comes to fruition, Lord, in our lives, Lord, and as we see it in the church. So Father, I just ask you to be with us the next few moments and help me to deliver the message that I'm unworthy of, and it's no way to honor you or the mothers like we're supposed to, but Father, just help me for the next few moments as I give it a try. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. In your precious name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read a couple things that our kids, out of the blue I said, what is special about your mom? What do you love about your mother? And here's just a few things that they said. She's funny. She loves me. She gives me things. I love her because she's funny. She provides me with clothes. She cooks for me. And she loves me back. What I love about my mom is she cooks. She lays out my baseball uniforms for me. I love her. The next one says, I love my mom because she takes me anywhere. She buys me stuff, and she gives me food. The next one said, because she's my mother. That's a good answer. She gave birth to me, and she takes care of me. Wow. Wait a minute. I got to read the fourth one. She gives me money to shop. Okay? The next one is, she's nice, she's cool, she loves me, and she is funny. The next one is, she cooked for me, hugs me, kisses. She's the best mom with about four E's ever, and I love her. Okay, and the next two are how nice she is, how she cooks, and how she can trust me. Wow, somebody's setting somebody up there, huh? And the last one is she loves me, she takes me places, she takes care of me, and she gave me a sister. Wow, that's nice. So as you see, the things that we read about a mother are really basically the same. She loves me. She takes me places. She puts clothes on my back. She feeds me. She cooks for me. She cares for me. She understands me. But you know what? A lot of times, a mother is the one that suffers through all this stuff. The mother is basically the center of the household. The man is the priest over the home, but the woman is the center of the household. And most of the time, a man can't be a man if it wasn't for that woman. Did y'all get that one? All right, come on, ladies. You can give me a hand clap on that one. I can personally tell you without a shadow of a doubt, I could not do what I do with the busy schedule that I have if it wasn't for my little mother over there, Brandy. She takes care of a lot of stuff that if I had to take care of, or if she fussed about or complained about, that I couldn't do what I do. I have seen, with all seriousness, there is a lot of people that have been chased away from ministry, that have been chased away from jobs, chased away from things because their wife would not support them and was just wouldn't let them be. But when you have a good woman, when you have a mother that cares, she's going to let a man be who he is, and that's going to be the backbone of the whole situation. So today, mothers, once again, we honor you because you are the backbone with the priest of the home. Amen. And I'm going to read to you in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. And it's going to be real quick. I'm not going to keep us long so we can go enjoy the day. It's a beautiful day. And it's in Proverbs 31, verse 10 through 31. You can look these scriptures up later. I'm not going to have them written on the board, but I'll have what they are so you can copy them down and read them later. And I'm going to read through this quick. It's in verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night, provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field, buys it from the prophets. She plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out to the needy. She is not afraid of snow, for her household has clothing. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. Supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household. Does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. And the last two says, 30 and 31, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now I'm going to give you about five things here that a woman and a mother were praising you today that is after the Lord's heart. A woman, a good mother, a good mom, a good sister, a good wife that's chasing after God and has a heart for God and a heart for their family and the people that I love. It says in verse 11 that you can trust her. That you can trust her. Now if a man, all right man, I'm getting on us again. I'm getting on a woman. I'm getting us all. But if a man with all the responsibilities that he has, if he has to go to work with everything on his mind that he has to take care of, then he can't trust his woman at home, then there's a relationship problem. There's something going on with the heart. So it says in verse 11 that a good mother, a good wife, a good mom, that her husband can trust her. Now I'm going to say this before we get to the end. I'm lifting all the mothers up today. And I'm giving us an outline from what the Bible tells us. And if you do not line up with this today, the good news is today is a new day. You can start afresh because His mercy and His grace is fresh and anew every single day. You haven't went too far as a mom, as a person, as a wife. You haven't done so wrong that you can't go back. Everything is fixable when you got God on your side. So today as I read an outline of a good mother and a good wife, if you do not line up with this, today's your day to get in line. Amen? Number two, it says in verse 12, it says, does the husband good and keeps thoughts on him all during the day? Keeps thoughts on him. Does her husband good? Now, ladies, when you wake up in the morning, a good mother thinks about her kids, thinks about her husband, thinks about what's good for her household. Have you ever been at the grocery store, ladies, and you're sitting there and you're thinking when you're shopping, well, what would he like? Or what would they like? This is something that they would like. Men, this is what your wife go through when they go and they wake up in the morning. A lot of times in most households, the ladies put themselves last. They put your needs, they put my needs, they put our needs, kids, husband's needs, and a lot of times, friends and everybody else, ladies, y'all put yourself last. And sometimes, let's be honest, and a lot of times, because men are so simple-minded that we overlook you sometimes. A lot of times, it's overlooked. And you know what? I can tell you, ladies, from a men's point of view, it's really not overlooked. We just sometimes don't know how to tell you. We thank you. Am I right, men? Am I right, gentlemen? So, as something as men we need to work on is saying, you know what? What I have found is simply just saying, thank you. That's all it takes, and you'll see her go work a little bit faster. You can see her get it then. If you don't believe me, won't you? If you don't think you're not, if you don't think a woman's strong, you try doing something for somebody 24 hours a day and never get a thank you and never get a compliment, and see, men, how long you do it. It won't be long, because you're going to come up grumbling sooner or later, and you're going to finally get mad and go off on somebody. So this is something, men, that we need to work on. And once again, women, we say to you, thank you for being you. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for being so kind, which is the same fruits of the Spirit. Can I get amen? And the grandmothers, they all fall in the same category. My mama set me straight even 35 years later. Okay. Number three, verse 25 and verse 26. Here's the best one I like. She has wisdom. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we all know about wisdom. As long as a mother, there's something about a mother. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. This was when I was 12 years old. I remember it like it was yesterday. Got off from school about 3:30. I didn't get to see my mom because we go straight from school. I went to basketball practice at 5 o'clock. And I guess the flu. My temperature was so high. I don't even know how I was standing up playing, much less playing basketball. I really wanted just to fall down. That's not the point here. But I was sitting there thinking, this is what I was thinking. Everybody's heard of the mother's intuition, but I believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking to a mother. The Holy Spirit speaks to the mother because they know what's best for us. And the Holy Spirit uses a mother, the tender touch and the tender voice of a mother, to tell us. So I was standing on the basketball court trying to guard this guy, and I was sitting there thinking to myself, man, what I wouldn't give for a can of vegetable beef soup. Campbell's vegetable beef soup. Because that's what Daddy used to bring home from the store, the station. And that was my favorite, and still is today. I can eat that with some cornbread right now. If you feed it to me, I'll do it. And so I said, man, vegetable beef would be awesome. When I got home, do y'all want to know what was on that eye? Vegetable beef soup. Now, me and my mother did not have any communication whatsoever. She had beans, of course, on one. I remember which eye it was on. It was the bottom left eye, because I went straight and looked at it, and I said, I couldn't believe it. It was a pan of cornbread, beans, and a cube steak, and then there was a can of vegetable beef. And the reason I'm saying that is his mothers have that intuition. And God has given them wisdom. As it goes on, if you don't think a woman ain't wise, lady, men, let me give you another example. And this is fixing to... When we go to the grocery store and there's a list, men, we bring on half the list when we come back. And guess what? Half the list is that you forgot is sitting on the bar when you get back. The other half... And when you walk in, you say, well, why did you get this? She's going to say, well, because I knew you were going to forget it, so I went ahead and got it. That's how it works. A woman has wisdom so deep that us men can't understand. Are y'all hearing me this morning? So, as it says in the Bible, wisdom is the key as a woman gets older, as she lives life, and the Holy Spirit gives wisdom. And as we go down, verse 27, and this is something I've seen true so much, is keeps her household in mind constantly. A woman keeps her house on her mind, her household, and worries. If there's anybody that worries more than anybody else in this world, and that's a mother. Is that right, Miss Deborah? We probably could not understand, being a mother that you are, or maybe your mother has went on and you become that mother, or you become a grandmother, or you're a young mother, and now you start to realize the worry that your mother had always had when she had laid down at night. So it's a gift. You say worrying is a gift? Yes, it's a gift sometimes for a mother, because she worries about the right things. When she gets up, there's been plenty of times when I was growing up that I'd go to bed, and when I get up, I'd say, man, I forgot to do this. and it would be ready for me the next day. She said, well, I couldn't sleep, so I went ahead and got up and got it ready for her because I knew you didn't do it. So she sat and worried, and I've seen mothers, and I've seen fathers too, but I see mothers care about their household so much that they don't even sleep at night trying to take care of what's theirs in their household because they keep their household right here in their mind. They keep their household first and what's in their heart. Now, let me tell you, this is none of this is my opinion. This is the Word of God. So I would encourage you to go home today in Proverbs and read 31, chapter 31, 10 through 31. Now, verse 30, and I'm fixing to close it up here in about 5 minutes, is this covers them all. Verse 30 says, having the fear of the Lord. A good mother. The Bible says, fear of the Lord is beginning of what? Wisdom. Fear of the Lord is beginning of knowledge. So a good mother has the fear of the Lord. Because when she starts to have fear of the Lord, she starts to have understanding of things, of dangers that lies ahead. She starts to understand the best for you. She starts to understand the way you think. Now let me my earliest memories of my mom. Let me tell you just one real quick. As I remember, I guess I was about 6 or 7. And Bobby, which is 5 years under me, he probably hadn't came around yet, or he was just like 1 or 2. And Frank, my older brother, 5 years older than me, he always got out of going to church somehow, some way. Okay? It'd be a Sunday, and he would pretend like he's sick, and Bobby was too young, so I went to church with Mama. And that day I lost. I'm like, man, I'm the one that lost. Frank won. Bobby's here. Everybody else gets to stay home. I'm going to have to go to church. So I'm thinking, man, I lost. Then on Sunday nights, my brother Frank, he would have a friend over and they would go swimming. And then right before it's time to go to church, they'd fall out on the sleep like they're on the couch like they're asleep. And when we try to get them up, they act like they're so tired he couldn't get them up. So Mama would finally say, quit pulling on him. I'm tired. I'm going to church. So we would go to church. And guess who had to go to church? I was once again the one who lost and had to go to church. And I remember nights, Mama, I don't know if you remember, at the altar we would cry. Sometimes together. Sometimes I wouldn't even know what we was crying about. I didn't know what we was even crying about. But then on the way home, I remember us talking and saying, it feels good to just cry, doesn't it? And I remember her saying, yeah. But you know what? Back then I lost. But today, because of my mother making me go to church, I can stand here today and say I won. Because of the seed that my mother planted in me, a good wife, a good mother. I've never seen my mother down any of the household. She's always tried to, I've been around, I guess, 30, working on 38 now, 38 years. They've been married 55. She's always kept what's first, and she's always put herself last. From the time I remember getting up, her little hands has been in the bowl making up the homemade biscuits, not those biscuits in a can, but the biscuits that she makes with her hand and good old butter, syrup. What is it, Bobby? Butter, syrup, what, bread, whatever, gravy. Soon as she gets finished with the breakfast, she's already started on lunch. Soon as she gets finished with lunch, after a nap, she would start... start on supper. So she always kept what was. So I'm encouraging everybody today. I know a lot of things have changed. But one thing that hasn't changed is God. His Word still is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you can still follow the same guidelines as the Word is telling us. This is not just something that says, oh, this is 1999 now, we can change it into a different thing, or this is 2014. No. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can look back on videos of 1950 and you can see different clothes, you can see big hair, you can see just stuff was nowhere to be found in 60s and 70s. There's a different picture from each decade. But one thing that's amazing to me is that you can go and look in those pictures and find the Bible that you see in that picture. Look in that Bible and the same words that was in that Bible 100 years ago is in there today. And my friends, that's how mothers are. Mothers love their kids. They love their spouses. When it comes to a kid, you mess around and see a lion if you mess with a cub. And that's the way it's supposed to be. A mother's love is unconditional, just like Jesus. And I want to say that today, it had to have been Jesus who made a mother. Because there are a lot alike. They have the fruits of the Spirit. They're so kind and they can take a lot. And they have patience. And they do things for you. They sacrifice. And they do that for us lame brain men, Scott. Because us men can be so harsh sometimes. We have quick tempers. Us men think they owe it to us. But we don't. They don't. You know what? That woman married you trusting you. The woman married you saying, I trust you with my life. And that took a lot for that woman to do that. To say, hey, I'm 15 or I'm 25 or I'm 35, however old you are, and say, here I am, and I'm trusting me my whole life with you. So you're going to take care of me the rest of my life. Now that took a lot of trust for that woman to do that. But you know what? That's what women are. That's what mothers are. They're forever. They're golden. They're forever in a day. They're Christ-like. And their love is never failing. So I'm going to encourage you today. If you maybe haven't fell under this category, and you say, I haven't been the mother, maybe, that I hadn't supposed to be in. Or I haven't been the wife that I was supposed to be in. You know, today is a new day for you. Husbands, we're supposed to love our wife like what? And? As Christ loved the church. What did Christ do for the church? He died for the church. So that means you will be unselfish to your wife, to your mother. You will take care of her. You will treat her right. The Bible says in the Ten Commandments, honor thy father and mother so it will go well with you the rest of your life. So you can have long life. So this is something that we need to practice every day. Men, we got a task ahead of us because by far, as we look in today's society, houses are flipped upside down. They're not in order simply because the men started out in leadership and it has failed drastically day by day, day by day. Now, everywhere you look, you see the woman leading churches, leading houses, leading work, leading everywhere you go, not because they're wanting to step up and be big and bad, because they've had to. So men, we got some work to do. It's time for us to be leaders again, to be the priest over our homes. It's time for us to be like God called us to be and start treating our mother, start treating our wife and women like we're supposed to. And once again, I want to say to all you mothers out there, we thank you for you being you and caring for us and loving us. Just bow your head for a second, please. Father, I thank you so much. Lord, we don't know how to honor you like we're supposed to, Lord. We can't say it enough. We can't tell you enough. But Lord, I thank you for where you've brought us. And Father, I thank you for this Mother's Day, Lord, as we honor our mothers. And Father, I'm asking you, Lord, as I spoke the word today, as I spoke the word, Lord, that maybe somebody's heart was touched. And Father, if they haven't been the way they're supposed to be in, Lord, today we're going to line up with your word. So Father, I thank you as we get ready to do this call here, Lord, that of mercy, Lord, that somebody's heart would be changed. So Father, I thank you this morning. I give you praise and I give you honor and I give you glory. And everybody say, amen. Before I do the invitation, I'm going to read some scriptures real quick without going into them. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 says, the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper, compatible with him. Proverbs 6:20 says, my son, keep your father's command. Do not forsake the law of your mother. Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 21:9 says, better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole there. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. And the last scripture is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. So simply is the word saying, just the conduct of the way our wives act. Mothers, the way you act, you lead people to the Lord. Just by being what the Lord lined you up to be, you win hearts. And as I give this altar call here, as I've spoke, I brag a lot on my dad because I've seen my dad do a lot of stuff and go through a lot of stuff. But today's Mother's Day. And as I do this invitation, I talked about her buying me a piano 30 years ago, and I ended up playing the piano. And as I talked about going to church, I wouldn't be on this stage if she wouldn't have made me go to church. And as I give this altar call here, I'm going to sing a song called Pour Out My Heart. It's just, we've sing it during invitation, and it's a chorus. But as I was growing up, I used to see Mama just sit on the recliner and play the guitar. And then I was like, man, you know, it was just something to watch. But maybe it was that seed that was planted that now I can finally just sit 30 years later and just play a tune. That's worth more than gold to me, to see my mom sit there and play, and now, 30 years later, here I am, Mom. Are you proud? So as we give this altar call today, if the words touched your heart, if the Lord's speaking to you today, I'm going to ask you to come up here for just a minute. Or maybe you want to sit by your mom, or maybe you want to just at your seat, just tell the Lord, thank you for my mom. And if she's not here, thank the Lord for the times that y'all had and what she's instilled in you. And now you can instill it in your kids. Everything good that she's passed down, now you can put it in your kids and your grandkids. I pour out my heart to say that I love you. I pour out my heart, you can sing it, to say that I need you. And pour out my heart to say that I'm thankful. Pour out my heart to say that you're wonderful. The altars are open. I pour out my heart to say that I love you. Pour out my heart to say that I need you. And pour out my heart to say that I'm thankful. pour out my heart to say that you're wonderful. Sing it again. Y'all sing. I pour
to say that I love you.
Pour out. And as I pray in the day, I say, Mama, I pour out my heart to say that I love you. I pour out my heart to say that I need you. I pour out my heart to say that I'm thankful. I pour out my heart to say that you're wonderful. Yes, you are, Mama. Father, I thank you so much once again for the people that's in here. And Father, I thank you for all the mothers. I thank you for every lady that's in here, Lord. And Father, that you will speak to us and help us line up with the Word. And Father, I thank you for the mother that I've always had, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for in every category, Lord, the single mothers and all the mothers that falls into a category of being a mother. And maybe there's some ladies in here, Lord, that's never had children, but they've been mothers to other kids and they've been mothers to other people. So, Father, we thank you and we just say we love them today and we thank you for sending them and being the backbone in our life. And we give you praise, honor, and glory as we go enjoy our day. In your precious name we pray, Jesus. Amen. And before we go, oh, there's Sprantley. Is that still up? No, it's Brantley. Brantley. I didn't know you were still over there, Brantley. We're going to give away. Y'all see these beautiful plants right here? Brandy, you want to come up here real quick? We're fixing to give away these four plants before we go. What is the question? Okay. Can somebody, didn't we have something for, okay, we're going to do that next. Okay. Who's going to draw? Coop, come here. Okay, mothers, we're fixing to win a plant.